You get used to the Superman cape coming off all the time, and it just hasn't yet, maybe. There's been series, there's been plays, there's been a lot of really unique plays made. But I think everyone, and including ourselves, we get caught thinking that that Superman cape should be coming off every play, when it doesn't necessarily have to.
Hi, everybody. Welcome inside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. It, of course, is Ben's Day, so put your Superman hero capes on, guys. Mike Rasuda and Craig Woofley are joining me today.
Never comes off. The cape. You're coughing, like, sarcastically, or is that a real fit? As
well,
I was saying.
Because of practice, of course.
Throw it up there, if you would, Gerard. We've got a host having a little meltdown here, but let's take a look at today's practice report. Not a long one. Mike Mitchell limited, and James Harrison did not participate. Wolf, that means that you don't see number 89, Vance McDonald, on there. You don't see number 77, Marcus Gilbert, on there. And you don't see number 91, Stephon Tuitt, on there. The Steelers getting healthier entering this critical time of the season. Not quite the stretch run, right? But we're
right.
Getting close.
No, this is just the preview of the stretch run. And what you've got, besides these guys stretching and running right now, is the fact that they came halfway through the season, got 4 days off. You get a little rejuvenated. You get yourself all relaxed and get your mojo rolling forward. And then you get prepared, focused, and the intensity factor rises. It's like you said earlier when we were talking, Mike. You can tell there's a little something in the air now because things are about to get real, and the ride to the end is staring them right in the eye.
Yeah, you've been down this road. I was talking to a couple of the players about this, and you know, mathematically, they all count one. You can't say that this game coming up in Indy is any more or less important than the season opener at Cleveland in
right.
terms of, you know, value in the standings. But there's just a feel, is there not, when it starts getting a little colder, when the leaves start falling, and especially this year. It hit me because the bye week came exactly in the middle. So you play your 8 games, and that was maybe to find out who you are and what you can do and what you cannot. Now it's time to get it done, right? And
exactly.
The ramifications, at least, are perceptibly more significant now because you have less time to make up for a loss.
No question about it, Mike. Look, you've got this ability now. You've done some self-scouting, some self-evaluations. So now you've kind of bundled it up. You know what you need. You know what you're lacking. You know in the low red zone, you got to get some red zone sixes, not red zone threes. You know that you got to complete more conversions on third down and get yourself rolling and get those chains just a singing along the sidelines as you go down the field. So these are all things that you've got to make sure that you have you've kind of judged them. You did all the statistics, all the analyzing, and now you've come up to some sort of decision on which way you want to go, and hopefully now they can put it together in this run.
Yeah, Steelers, as Mike Tomlin said at the outset, they needed to develop, continue to develop, but win games, and they won 6 out of 8, and maybe now Wolf poised to put all they've learned and all they've developed into action.
Well, I think it's time because, like I said, right now, it's going to be the run for the roses coming up here pretty soon.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the aforementioned Ben Roethlisberger speaking on Ben's Day. When else would he speak?